Hey, baker friends! Meg here from Bakery Business Academy. Coming up on June 4th, 2024, I'll be teaching our next virtual bakery finance workshop, and I hope you'll join us. If you struggle with pricing your menu items and feel like there's something holding you back from building a truly profitable and enjoyable food business, then I hope you'll please join me for this free workshop. We're going to be diving deep into menu pricing, creating a healthy bakery budget that works for your business, and also covering some of the common pricing mistakes that I see bakery owners making all the time. Attending this workshop is a great way to brush up on your business finance knowledge, meet some other awesome bakery owners, and get your nagging pricing questions answered. To sign up and snag your ticket for free, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. That's bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. All right, let's get into today's episode. From Bakery Business Academy, welcome to the Kitchen Notes Podcast, a show for bakers and food entrepreneurs who want to build profitable bakery businesses that make an impact in their communities. We're your hosts, Meg and Molly Sveck.
I've always been big on the importance of trusting your gut in business. You know, the little voice in the back of your head that's telling you to listen up, pay attention, maybe make a certain decision that you've been hemming and hawing on. Your gut sometimes tells you what you should do, even if you're not always sure why it's telling you to do that. Sometimes trusting your gut is a leap of faith. You might not understand why you're making a decision. You just know. Somehow you just know that that's the decision you're supposed to make. And I believe in this. Trusting your gut is a real thing. I rely on my gut sometimes as a check, a gut check. I believe that the more experienced you get with something, the more you know yourself and your craft or field, the more you can reliably trust your gut. Sometimes, though, your gut is an unreliable resource. Sometimes your gut leads with fear, or your gut leads with uncertainty, or sometimes you're just plain wrong. Even though I hate to admit it, me and my gut have been known to be wrong a time or two over the years. These days, I still believe in trusting your gut. I still believe in listening to your instincts. But at the same time, I'm also a big believer in data. You know this about me. If you've been around here for very long, you know that I love to talk about data. I love to learn more about data, get access to more data that I can use to make better decisions, to run a better business, a more profitable business. Lately, when making important business decisions, we've been asking ourselves, can I make this decision with data? Even explicitly asking ourselves or reminding each other to ask, can we make this decision with data? Questions like, should we renew our liquor license? Would it make sense for us to add a new item to our lunch menu? Should we replace the dishwasher who just quit with a new hire? Or would it be better to invest in a dishwasher machine finally? Do we want to talk about making some cosmetic updates to the outdoor dining area during the off season? Would it make more sense to launch our holiday menu on a Monday or a Tuesday morning? These are all examples of real questions Molly and I have had to make decisions on recently, or items that are in our shared leadership team document that we're going to be making decisions on. And as we have these conversations, we've been really trying to challenge each other with the question, can I make this decision with data? Data doesn't lie. Data is rooted in fact. And data helps you identify patterns, and it's wrong less often than your brain. As your business grows, it inevitably gets more complicated. More products, more employees, more sales, more complexity in general. And more complexity means that you should be relying less on your gut and more on data when possible, especially as your business grows and becomes more complex. This is a way to reduce risk. If the answer is no, I can't make this decision with data, your next question should be, what data am I missing that's preventing me from using data to make this decision? What am I missing? Try to challenge yourself. Even if you don't have the data available to you now to make a decision, what data would you want or need in order to make the decision? Can you get the data somehow? How would you go about doing that? Would you need a new POS system? Would you need to be collecting information differently? Would you need to be tagging orders differently in your online ordering platform? Can you get the data somehow, and what would that look like? Even if it puts a project on your to-do list to change something or to upgrade a piece of software or to change a process or how you're collecting information, can you get the data somehow, and how would you go about doing that? Put it on your list. This takes extra time and certainly a bit of extra effort, but it should result in better decisions being made. Better can mean a lot of things. Maybe it means you don't have to go back and course correct or reverse a poor or a bad decision later on. Maybe better means you avoided wasting money, your money or other people's money. Maybe you avoided wasting time, again, your time or other people's time. Maybe making a better decision means that you were able to take quick action that resulted in an outcome for the business that was positive. So let's talk about an example. This is an actual decision that we recently were making with our leadership team, and it had to do with yogurt parfaits. We recently rolled out 2 new parfaits on our bakery menu. We have like a vegan chia seed pudding parfait, as well as a new yogurt and granola parfait with house-made jam. Really delicious. And we were super excited about these yummy new products and being able to offer something vegan-friendly for all of our customers who ask about that option. Unfortunately, the first couple weeks that these parfaits were on the menu, they didn't sell super well. We ended up throwing a bunch away. And so during a recent leadership meeting, we were discussing waste. There was a little bit of a back and forth discussion on the leadership team about whether the parfaits were worth continuing to make since they hadn't sold well. Enter data. We asked together during the meeting, how can we make this decision using data? There was some information we didn't have. There was some stuff we wanted to try. We took a look at the parfait sales data. Turns out they actually were selling fairly well, especially the non-vegan parfaits, which were selling a little bit better than the vegan ones. And we decided as a team to revisit the sales data in 2 weeks after making some targeted changes to how we're marketing and talking about the new parfaits. We bought some new stickers that have a little vegan symbol on them. We did some re-merchandising in the cooler. We made a commitment to be talking about them more with customers, etc. Made some changes. I love this because it allows the data to tell the story. This doesn't mean the parfaits were bad or people didn't like them. It means we need to do more around how we're presenting these to our customers and talking about them before we can call it a failure. Data helps you make a stronger decision and have a fuller picture of what's going on in your business. So I challenge you to ask yourself this week, how can I make this decision with data? I'd love to hear. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Kitchen Notes. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform so that you can listen in again next week. And if you appreciated the show, jump over to iTunes and give us a rating or review. It really helps make it possible for us to continue sharing helpful bakery content with you all. And for more information about starting and running a profitable bakery business, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com. Talk to you next week.